Eric?
I think the important scientific question goes back to something Cliff said, is does this establish a principle, and is this an agent that will be useful with all chemotherapy in a first-line setting and perhaps not in a second- or third-line setting? Or is there something specific about the interaction between bevacizumab and Taxol or taxanes in breast cancer? And that's something we're going to need to answer. Personally, outside of a study, I'm not very enthusiastic about using capecitabine and bevacizumab together in any patient, given Kathy's previous trial, even in a first-line patient, because I'm struck by the fact that that regimen wasn't very effective there. In a study, I think it's fine. But that's the question that's going to have to be answered. And in terms of all the cost issues, listen, the place to address this is in big meetings, but not in the examining room. And one of the things that we do have to be careful about is we can't start playing God in the examining room and withholding treatment from one patient and not from another patient based on however we're feeling that day. But as a group of doctors and others, we need to come together and make some decisions about what makes sense from the standpoint of expenditures.
I think all of us believe that there is room for docs to be docs and hunt and peck, especially in the metastatic disease a little bit. You can hunt and peck. You can figure out if what works, works. If it doesn't work, it didn't work, and you can change. Unlike the adjuvant setting where it's pretty much cookie cutter.
Sure.
The problem is, I'll go back to it, it's not the toxicity of this drug, unlike what I was arguing with the AIs. It's the enormous cost and the concern that my patients or my hospital are going to get pegged with a $100,000 bill or something like that that nobody's going to pick up.